Hey, thanks for meeting up with me. I know it was kind of difficult getting here, but I'm really glad we finally got to do this in person. Yeah? Well, I guess I do look a bit different from how I sound. You think I look better? I could say the same thing here. Let's not beat around the bush. Okay? Can we just talk about what you sent me on Reddit? Are you okay? No, you didn't answer the question. I asked if you're okay. You know you can be honest with me, right? I'm still the same girl on Reddit, just without a screen between us. Seriously, what's bothering you? Oh. Oh. It's okay. It's okay. It's really going to be okay, all right? It's completely normal to feel that way. Especially right now, in the middle of a global crisis. How can anyone expect more from you when you're already giving it your best? You don't always have to be happy. And your life doesn't have to be 100% satisfying and meaningful all the time. You can just exist, you know? Take each day at your own pace. Stop comparing yourself. When you eat pasta, do you compare it to sushi? What? No. Okay, never mind your food preferences, okay? It's just a hypothetical. No, of course you don't compare pasta to sushi. Why? Because they're completely different things, and they can't compete with each other. They satiate completely different aspects of your cravings. And the same goes for how you go about your life and how you're feeling. You can only be yourself, nobody else. And, well, I, for one, think you're the best version of yourself. Hey, it's okay to frown, it's okay to be upset. Can I hug you? Yeah? Okay. There. Wow. You smell nice. Yeah? I know, guys rarely receive compliments, but really, I love your scent. Plus 10 karma there, am I right? See, there we go. It's so much better when you smile. You do have a really nice smile. But of course, only smile when you want. You can't be happy all the time. Can I lean my head here? Against your shoulder? Thanks. You know, there's a famous saying out there. It goes, "I hope all the happy people in the world explode and die." Yeah, I knew you wouldn't get it. Here, let me explain. Everything is transient, okay? Everything is ever-changing. Those who are happy right now, they can't be happy forever. So there's no need to be jealous of them. You'll have your turn at it too. I mean, you have to taste bitter to appreciate sweet, right? Do you think I taste sweet? Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I shouldn't have said that. Are you crying? Oh my God, it's gonna be okay. Really, yeah. Hey, it's okay. Give me a hug. Yeah, I know everything sucks right now. I know there's this feeling that you have, you know? It's kind of like the feeling that I have when I go to the dentist every time. I think, when can I get this gross taste out of my mouth? When can I leave this appointment? And every time I finish it, here I am today, having survived yet another unpleasant dentist appointment. So think of yourself like that right now. in the middle of a dentist appointment that eventually has to be over. Yeah, I know it's a weird analogy, but just hear me out, okay? You have really nice eyes, you know that? Nobody's ever said that to you? Well, honestly, it's not like it's about the color or the shape of them. It's more so that they just have so much charm and character in them. When I look at you, I feel really special. I'm really happy that we finally got to meet in real life. I was starting to worry about you. Why wouldn't I worry about you? We chat every day on Discord. I just want to make sure you have someone to talk to, you know? Someone who's not directly in your life. Someone exogenous of the problems that you might be facing. And, well, while we're at it, there's another reason why I'm here. Look, I know things haven't been easy for you lately. It's not uncommon to feel anxious these days. Unhappy. Uncertain. Stagnant. Maybe even regressing and questioning all of this. But whenever we talk, I never have that feeling. You make me so fucking happy. So excited for the next day. So, what I'm saying is that I like you. You don't have to reciprocate or anything. I just wanted to meet up in real life to tell you this. And to give you this. Sorry, is this too much? I can... Okay, I guess I can take that as a mutual feeling. Sorry, I just got a little shy. Do you want to come back to my hotel? Maybe it would be better if we continued, if we talked there instead. Okay, yeah. Let's head to the car. I'll drive us.